A down-to-the-wire derby and a historic WCBL All-Star game. Saturday night at the home of the Okotoks Dogs was one for the books, with a Western Canadian Baseball League record crowd of 6,064 fans at Siemens Stadium taking in the 2024 WCBL All-Star Game and Home Run Derby. To kick off the evening, Peyton McDowell didn't have to look far for inspiration en route to crushing his way to the Home Run Derby Championship with six dingers in the final round. The Fort McMurray Giants slugger dedicated his title in the competition to his grandmother Virginia, a retired police officer from Oregon, who passed away recently. "The past couple of years have been pretty tough, she was on oxygen, but she was a great woman, she loved horses," said McDowell, a 6'4" infielder from Texas. "I recently went to the horse show at the Stampede and I teared up a little bit, and I'm getting teary-eyed again at the end there and realized she didn't see it. But I know she's looking down from heaven." McDowell said honoring her in this way was the best thing he could do. "I'll always remember this one," he added. The competition featured 12 sluggers from the West and East Division over three rounds, featuring the Dogs' Nash Crowell, including an extra tiebreak hit-off round between Lethbridge's Jack Kalisky and Edmonton's Zach Barneo. Gage Ninus, McDowell's teammate in Fort McMurray and at the University of Science and Arts in Oklahoma, was throwing to him in the competition. "That was amazing. I was definitely gassed from swinging, but after the round my buddies hyped me up so much," McDowell said. "It's pretty tiring, especially with the adrenaline of the first 30 seconds of the first round, because you're just thinking, I've got to go, I've got to go." Saskatoon Berries outfielder Carter Beck finished as the runner-up in the Derby, but the rookie from the small town of Carnduff wasn't done with his night. Once the All-Star game kicked off, Team East scored first and kept up the offense with 20 hits to cruise to a comfortable 13-6 triumph. Beck was named the All-Star Game MVP with 3 hits and 2 RBI on the night. "It got to the All-Star Game, and I just tried to what I do and keep it simple, and it seemed to work out today," Beck said. "The bat was feeling heavy, but it still managed to get the job done." The victory snapped a 2-year run where the West earned All-Star Game bragging rights in Okotoks. "It was good to see us East guys beat the West," Beck said. "West is always the premier side of the league, so it was really good to beat them." The Berries, a first-year franchise in the WCBL who do not have a road game in Okotoks this season, made quite the first impression at Siemens Stadium. "I think we've shown as a first-year team, we're not just a rollover, we're here to play," he said. "All of us guys went out and played pretty well today, and it shows we can compete with anybody in the league." The Dogs had their fingerprints all over the showcase. Southpaw Graham Brunner, a seventh-year pitcher with the college team, earned the start in his first appearance in an All-Star game. "It's the crowd here at home and the teammates that make it as close to playoffs as you can get," Brunner said. "Getting the ball out of the gate was pretty surreal for me. It was pretty awesome, being in front of the crowd for a Canada Day game or an All-Star game. It's a different feeling." Garrett Maloney and Cole Tucker came out of the bullpen. Fellow reliever Seth Thompson earned the rare opportunity to pinch run, and scored a run late in the contest. At the plate, Okotokian Connor Krausen had a two-hit night with an RBI, with outfielder Tucker Zadunich adding an RBI single. Brendan Luther, Logan Grant and Barry Iceman also suited up for the Dogs. Picking All-Stars from a team of stellar contributors is almost as difficult a feat as putting the barrel on a 100-mile-per-hour four-seamer. "You've got to give the committee names, and we felt those were the guys that really carried us early on," said Dogs and Team West coach Lou Pote. "A lot of times, it's easier said than done. We have a lot of guys that could have been on there. And I think the cool part is our guys are happy for each other when they get selected. For a lot of guys, it might be one of their only All-Star appearances, so you just want them to really enjoy it." Prior to the All-Star game, three league builders were recognized by league president Kevin Kavame. Bill McCaplin, former Okotoks mayor and an instrumental figure in the Dogs coming to Okotoks, was honored along with Bernie Iceworth and Doug Jones for their contributions to the Regina Red Sox and Lethbridge Bulls, respectively. For more information, go to wcblbaseball.com.